Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
We are here today on the Well One Connection podcast with Eric Larson, President and CEO for HRMC.
Thanks for having me again, Maddie. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. Today, we're just going to visit about all things HRMC, some things that are happening here, exciting changes, events that are coming up. First of all, we have exciting new news. We have a new internal medicine physician.
Yes, we've talked about Dr. Octaviani a few times, but he has finally landed here in Huron and is available and seeing patients in the clinic. He's also doing some coverage in our hospitalist program in the hospital. So, wonderful addition to our medical staff. We're very, very excited to have him here, and he's just been a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, he's great. If anybody's listening to this podcast and wants to go back a couple, we chatted with him a few weeks ago. And we have another practitioner that's coming to the HRMC Physicians Clinic actually this week, Stephanie Vandenberg.
Yes, we're excited about Stephanie joining us as well. She is a nurse practitioner who's going to be in our family medicine practice, and so we're very excited about her too. And she's going to build a practice with us, and so we're excited to see patients established with her too. So two great additions for our physicians clinic.
Yeah, absolutely expanding that primary care here at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. So I know that we've talked about this before, but we actually have a phone system at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. And the reason we implemented that was to enable people to quickly get to their specific care teams.
Yeah, the thought there is that we're trying to remove some of the layers for our patients when they need to talk with their physician's care team or their practitioner's care team to try to get them there as efficiently as we can. So we implemented that call system a few months ago. Certainly, we continue to tweak on that. But if you, for example, wanted to see Dr. Octaviani, you would call our main number and press 1 to get to his care team, and they will work to schedule you in. If you've got an immediate question, they'll send that to his nurse if the nurse can answer that. And if not, then they'll work to get you a call back as soon as you can. So the phone system is really a way to facilitate some of that communication to be more timely for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people wanted to get in touch with the family medicine team there or Stephanie Vandenberg, they could choose option 3. The phone number at the physician's clinic is 605-353-7660 if you'd like to make an appointment with either of those providers. We have been talking a long time about orthopedic surgeon Kevin Hofer that will be coming back. You got to visit with him recently.
Yeah, Kevin was here over Easter, and so we got to spend some time with him, and we chatted with him about the future, and it looks really bright, and so we're excited to welcome Kevin when he starts in August. Really excited about our orthopedics program. I think that's going to be a very successful program for this community. It brings a much-needed service, having a full-time orthopedic surgeon here. He will join Dr. Todd Anderson, who's here every 2 weeks, to really enhance that program. We're, of course, going to see some more activity in our physical therapy department as a result, and certainly other modalities that Kevin will touch. But ultimately, just very, very excited about building that scope of practice with our two physicians who will be there now.
And we're still recruiting.
Always recruiting. You know, recruitment is something that we do every day. We're constantly talking to recruiting agencies, vetting candidates. When we do find one that we feel like would might be a good fit for our organization, we invite them on campus. But I was thinking about this the other day. Honestly, we do interview quite a few candidates, but we want to make sure they're the right fit. So I'd say probably 30% of those that we interview, we pass on. 30% we try to invite here, and 30% actually do come. So it's a little bit of a ratio, but we're constantly recruiting. And right now we're recruiting for all specialties: internal medicine, family medicine with OB, OB, pediatrics. All of those feelers are out there with recruiting agencies.
Well, that is great to know. And if anyone out there knows of anyone, send them our way, right?
Absolutely.
Growth is important, and we're working toward that.
Absolutely.
And so, end of April here, we are closing out a very important week that we celebrate here at HRMC, and a month that celebrates our volunteers.
Yeah, just a phenomenal group of people that we work with here at HRMC that do some really important work for us. Our volunteer corps, our auxiliarians, are just magnificent people who do great work for this organization. And so we've been celebrating them this week, and I hope they know how much I appreciate the work that they do. here. They are our door greeters. They are our troubleshooters. They are our patient listeners. They fulfill a lot of functions here that I think sometimes we take for granted, but I hope that they know how much we appreciate that.
Yes, and happy Volunteer Month and Week to everyone out there who participates in volunteerism in our community. Definitely something very important and close to our hearts. So we are kind of going to switch gears here from Volunteer Week and move into early May, Hospital Week and Nurses Week. So what's going on here at HRMC for those weeks?
We are doing a lot here to celebrate the heroes of healthcare that that we get the privilege of associating with. So that first week of May will be Hospital Week, and we've got a number of activities for all of our staff to participate in, anywhere from breakfasts to lunches to we're even doing chair yoga to help support our staff, and so that's an important component of that. Nurses Week happens to fall at the very similar time frame, so at the same time, nurses are part of our Hospital Week celebration, and they're also doing some great activities as well to sustain and support each other there too. But ultimately, it's all about us being in the same mindset of taking care of our community. And while we celebrate the heroes of healthcare, we also recognize that we're a part of something bigger than ourselves, and that's really being a community. And so we're excited to celebrate Hospital Week. We're excited to celebrate Nurses Week. We're just excited to be a part of something bigger.
Yeah, and so we're in our 75th year here, so we're celebrating that, and we're celebrating the long-standing history of being here to care for our community and our community supporting us right back.
So. Yeah, I think it's just an important time for us to come together and recognize that we've all done a lot of great work to get where we're at, and there's a lot of great work coming in the future, too.
Great. Well, we look forward to talking to you again and hearing about more events and more things we're doing here at HRMC.
Great. Thank you, Maddie.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.